BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Today's story is about a case that, even after decades, still doesn't make complete sense. It's one of those stories where the more you look into it, the more questions you end up with. And by the end, you're left wondering not just what happened, but how something like this could happen without anyone ever truly figuring it out. This is the story of the Black Dahlia. Alright, so before we get into it, you need to understand the setting. It's Los Angeles, 1947. And at that time, the city had this reputation. Like if you showed up with enough hope, enough patience, you could turn your life into something completely different. People came from everywhere chasing that idea. And Elizabeth Short was one of them. She wasn't famous. She wasn't a public figure. She was just someone trying to figure things out, moving from place to place, meeting new people, trying to build something stable in a city that didn't always make that easy. And for a while, nothing about her story stood out. No major warning signs. No clear danger. Just a normal life, moving forward. Until suddenly, it wasn't. At some point, Elizabeth disappears. And at first, it doesn't immediately trigger panic. Because in a city like Los Angeles, people lose contact all the time. They move, they drift, they start over somewhere else. But this time, it was different. Because when the situation finally came into focus, it wasn't just concerning, it was something no one expected. Investigators were brought in, trying to understand what had happened, and more importantly, how. And right away, one thing became clear. This wasn't random. There was a level of control here. A level of planning. And that detail alone changed everything.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Then the media got involved. And when they did, the case exploded. Newspapers started running headlines, each one more dramatic than the last. And somewhere in all of that, a name appeared, one that would stick forever. The Black Dahlia. And from that moment on, this wasn't just an investigation anymore. It was a story the entire country was watching. Now here's where things start to get complicated. Because as attention grew, so did the number of leads. People started coming forward. Some saying they had seen Elizabeth in the days before she disappeared. Others claiming they had information about who might be responsible. And then there were the ones who inserted themselves into the case. For reasons no one could fully understand, investigators followed everything. Every tip. Every statement. Every possible connection. But one by one, those leads started to fall apart. Stories didn't match timelines. Details didn't line up. And what seemed promising at first quickly turned into nothing. At one point, something even stranger happened. Letters began arriving at newspaper offices. Someone claiming responsibility. The messages were written carefully. Almost like the person behind them knew exactly how to keep the story alive, how to keep people watching. But here's the problem. No one could prove if those letters were real, or just someone taking advantage of the situation. And that uncertainty made the case even harder to understand. As time went on, suspects began to emerge. Some were questioned seriously. Some were nearly believed. But every single time, something didn't fit. Either the timeline broke, or the evidence wasn't strong enough, or the story just didn't hold up under pressure. And that became the pattern of this entire case. Every answer led to more questions. And all of this was happening in a city that made clarity almost impossible. Los Angeles was growing fast. People were constantly moving. Identities shifted. Stories changed. Trying to piece together the truth in an environment like that was like trying to hold on to something that kept slipping away. Years passed. The case didn't disappear, but it didn't get solved either. It turned into something else. A mystery people kept coming back to. Investigators revisited it. Writers explored it. Theories kept surfacing, some convincing, some unlikely. Names were suggested with confidence, but never with proof strong enough to close the case. And that's where things stand, even today. No confirmed answer. No clear conclusion. Just a case that refuses to settle. Because when you step back and really look at it, it's not just about what happened. It's about how everything around it unfolded. The attention. The confusion. The way the truth seemed like it was always just out of reach. And maybe that's why this case still sticks with people. Not because it was loud, but because of how quiet the answers are. And that's where this story leaves us, in the silence. No final answer. No clean ending. Just pieces of a story that never fully came together. The Black Dahlia case remains one of those stories where the truth feels close, but never close enough to hold. Maybe some stories aren't meant to be solved. Maybe they're meant to stay with us, unanswered. Thank you for stepping into the Black Hour. Until next time, stay aware of the darkness and the details.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB Parlay Boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.